Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 280, entitled Let Everything That Has Breath. As I began to praise the Lord this morning, I began to see how mighty and terrible our Lord is through His Word. Our sovereign Lord is so majestic that He is praised by His entire creation. What we humans see as calamities and natural disasters is a form of all these things that give God praise. I am here to tell you that even when we as people don't praise the Lord, the remainder of His creation will praise Him in the most terribly and awesome ways imaginable. He will remove the boundaries that hold them in abeyance, so that what you see as natural disasters and calamities is the earth giving God the rightful praise that is due unto Him. In the absence of our praise, Jesus will be magnified. Think on these things when you see the manifestation of God's presence in His creation. As many disdainfully utter His holy name in vain. In the book of Job, chapters 38 to 41, God gives us as humans a minute look at His power. As it pertains to man when describing the strength of Behemoth and Leviathan. Not even scratching the surface of how He contends with the holy angels, Nephilim, dinosaurs, the dragon, the beast, seraphim, cherubim, the archangels, and more. Who are we to ever contend with God? When the floods are allowed to rage, they are unrestrained by the only one who can do so. They praise the Lord that they are able to go forth as they please, even if it is to our detriment. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Job chapter 38, verses 8 through 11 of the King James Version. It was not Moses who parted the Red Sea. It was God. It was not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. The sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared and the Egyptians fled against it, And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Exodus chapter 14, verses 26 to 27 of the King James Version. God created the light and darkness. And the light is described as good. These are the spiritual entities of good and evil. The sun and the moon are the physical entities that were created later to divide day from night for signs, seasons, days, and years. Light and darkness were created outside of the earth, and yet darkness was created before light. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. God made a distinction between them and separated them. In him, Jesus was life, and the power to bestow life. And the light was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it, or absorb it, and is unreceptive to it. John chapter 1, verses 4 through 5 of the Amplified Version. Jesus is the Word and is with God from the beginning. Jesus is God. Everything that was made is made by and through him. Anyone who denies that Jesus is God, even when he came in the form of man, is the Antichrist. Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word is God. John chapter 1, verse 1 of the King James Version. How much clearer can it get? Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24 of the King James Version. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7 of the King James Version. There is none else. Just as God is doing now, he is making a final and distinct separation of the righteous from the wicked. So let me confirm this one more time before we move on. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 of the King James Version. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God's wrath and purification is even demonstrated in fire. A consuming fire shone throughout his word. It is no wonder that the final judgment for wickedness is a lake that burns with fire, sulfur, and brimstone, where the worm dieth not, while being unquenchable, that will contain the beast and the false prophet, Satan and his angels, death and hell, and all who are not written in the book of life. There is a power in the fire of the Lord that is being restrained until the day of judgment. It is not the fire that is allowed at this time and fueled by man. God's fire even quenches water, yet was gentle enough not to consume the mountains and stones down to a burning bush when speaking with Moses. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2 of the King James Version. Who but God is able to burn wood soaked in water? Try it and show your results. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38 of the King James Version. Yet I digress. Psalm 148 sums it up perfectly and eloquently, how all animate, people, beasts, cattle, creeping thing, and fowls, the inanimate objects such as mountains, hills, fruitful trees, and cedars, the angels and his hosts, the sun, moon, and stars, and even the elements, fire, hail, snow, and wind should praise the Lord. When they are released to wreak havoc, it is a form of praise after being restrained. To describe it even more perfectly and in greater detail, here are great examples from the word of the Lord. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Genesis chapter 7, verse 4 of the King James Version. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven. And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Exodus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24 of the King James Version. What we may not know without careful consideration is that the gods of the Egyptians were being punished through these 10 divine judgments: blood, frogs, gnats and lice, flies, livestock, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the death of the firstborn. Judgment had reached the land of Egypt, and Moses was the chosen vessel used to carry out God's will. As the people worshiped gods of the Nile, fertility, livestock, the sun, and more. And most importantly, for the enslavement of God's chosen people. So when God is punishing us, He delves into the deepest depths of our idolatry, disobedience, and unbelief. As we watch and listen to the prophecies of Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog, you will find that most of her messages are summed up succinctly in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, from verses 15 through 68. These are the curses that are upon this land and a people who refuse to believe that God is who He is. These curses are confirmed in chapter 26 of the book of Leviticus, verses 14 to 39. And this is verse 39. Those of you who are left will waste away in the lands of your enemies because of your sins, and also because of their ancestors' sins, they will waste away. The NIV version. Because you never stopped the original and generational sins that are continually committed against the Most High. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. Luke chapter 21, verse 25 of the King James Version. There will be violent earthquakes, and in various places, famines and deadly and devastating pestilences, plagues, epidemics. And there will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven. Luke chapter 21, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of His wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Revelation chapter 16, verses 19 to 21 of the King James Version. As we enter the 25th book of Deuteronomy, ponder these things in your mind and ask yourself, who are we that he is mindful of us? Even evil and proud men have disdain and low regard for the weak as nothing more than mere cattle. Remember his mercy, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45 of the King James Version. If there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. So many of God's laws are taken out of context. And as I read this, the Holy Spirit is impressing upon me the true meaning behind picnics, a contracted form of pick a nigger, where white people gathered, ate food, and took pictures of blacks being lynched. Then there are the true origins behind Thanksgiving, both of which are still being celebrated. The latter made a proclamation by Lincoln in 1863 to foster unity as a means to celebrate. Let's call it what it is: the systematic and government-led genocide through massacres, forced migrations, deliberate starvation, disease, and forced assimilation. These origins are ingrained and indoctrinated in us from children, as most evil pagan holidays and symbolism, so that others can be comfortable in their savagery. I want you to read verse 3 again. God is speaking into my spirit that this is how barbarism and bloodlust become normal acts for many. God specifically commanded that the most stripes that could be given were 40, so that your brother would not be seen as corrupt in your eyes. This is why it is so easy for some to deflect and detest others, seeing them as not or less than human, using stereotypical language in describing these men also made in God's image, so that they can rest in their diversion. So the Lord wanted me to mention the Casual Killing Act of 1669 that allowed black children to be killed with impunity. as the perpetrators just got carried away. And it was happening so often that the offenders had to be protected. Even as this mistreatment up to and including murder is still happening, even as AI is being skewed to make excuses and say that these things were not explicitly committed by certain people, can I tell you that God has not forgotten? On my own, I would have never thought about this, and this is why it is written, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9 of the King James Version. Categorized as iniquity because these abominations have never ceased. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4 of the King James Version. God values his entire creation. And just as man was given dominion at his creation, we are to be good stewards to all that he has entrusted into our hands. This does not negate the fact that we are made in his image and are of far more value in his eyes. Now I want you to really pay attention to these next set of scriptures. If brethren dwell together and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name not be put out of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 through 6 of the King James Version. I want you to pay attention to what is being said. This man lived with his brother and his brother's wife. He should love his brother who is caring for him. There is also an implied relationship between he and his brother's wife. He should know her character as a virtuous woman who cared for the entire household, including him as his brother's wife. At the time of her husband's death, this man still resided in their household. So God did not see this situation through the eyes of man. It was important that everything that the deceased had acquired stayed in his family, and that it be passed down through a descendant. Otherwise, he directly caused her to remain childless and a poor widow, losing her rightful inheritance and all that she had. Read about the conclusion of the matter of the daughters of Zelophehad in the 36th chapter of Numbers, who went to Moses about a similar situation, and in his righteousness, God commanded through Moses, "So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Verse 7. This is why the judgment for this man was so harsh. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak unto him. And if he stands to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that hath his shoe loosed. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 7 through 10 of the King James Version. She was allowed to curse him. There would be a stigma attached to his decision that was to be made public. He would most likely be a childless vagabond with no descendants, or his lineage may be cut off by God himself. The biblical implications of spitting in someone's face is a profound act of extreme contempt, disgrace, and humiliation, marking the victim as unclean and cursed. Please don't take this as an excuse to defile others in sexual immorality. This has nothing to do with lust and covetousness. If two men, a man and his countrymen, are fighting, and the wife to one approaches to rescue her husband from the man who is striking him, and she reaches out with her hand and grabs the aggressor's genitals, then you shall cut off her hand. You shall not show pity for her. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 11 through 12 of the Amplified Version. This is speaking to that woman's character, not her willingness to help her husband. As I meditated on these next scriptures, I think about a system that only applies to those it wants to oppress. Rules are often blatantly overlooked, disregarded, and even made ambiguous for some, but are modified unjustly and even enhanced to persecute others in the form of unfair and inequitable punishment and sentencing, land ownership, disparities in health care, the quality and affordability of food, to name a few. As you read these things, God commanded equity in all areas, from businesses to individual households. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 13 to 16 of the King James Version. There is a grievous recompense for the unrighteously wicked. The fool that says in his heart that there is no God, or is stupid enough not to fear him. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when you were come forth out of Egypt. How he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 through 19 of the King James Version. God tasked the Israelites with the responsibility of remembering and carrying out this task. They could not just happily forget what was being commanded. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.